Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 24. That's our passage today. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus at his side. And so he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." Our temporal situation will mean nothing when we die. Jesus' story is solemn and pointed. The rich man lived in luxury. He wanted for nothing. He dressed in the finest linen and ate the finest food, yet he spent eternity in hell. The poor beggar was hungry every day of his life. He longed for leftovers from the rich man's table. He was an outcast covered with sores, yet he was carried to heaven. Our temporal situation will mean nothing when we die. Life is short. Eternity is long. Yet we often fall into the trap of thinking that these few years on earth should be our focus. We root our lives in things that rust. We depend on things that decay. We bow before the god of money and chase after it with passion. But there's no trailer hitch on a hearse. Naked we were born, and naked we will depart. One thing's for sure, when you die, you'll leave everything. Our temporal situation will mean nothing when we die. The issue of today's passage is not physical wealth or owning property. The issue is this: apart from Jesus, the poor and rich will spend eternity side by side. Spiritual wealth is the issue. Jesus, he's the one who transforms us from the inside out. Jesus is the one who showers us with every spiritual blessing. Spiritual wealth is not a matter of your bank account, but the renewing power of Jesus. Have you trusted in him for eternity? He alone is the difference between heaven and hell. So Father, I pray for the one who is substituting the comfort of physical wealth for the comfort of spiritual riches. I pray that right now you will open their eyes to see what is truly important. Help that person trust in Jesus alone as the difference maker. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.